I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paid and sustains. May 26th through June 5th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. All right, Lisa, you ready to do this today?
Yes, I'm ready.
Girl, I have faith in you. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, that door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But if you can get these last 2 of these 5, I think you've got a good shot. You ready, Lisa?
I'm ready.
Number 1. The popular giant hot dog-shaped car is getting a new name. It will now be known as the Frankmobile instead of the Wienermobile. What company owns the Frankmobile?
Nathan.
Number 2. Kurt Cobain's Fender Stratocaster guitar, which was smashed while recording the album Nevermind, has sold at auction for nearly $600,000. Cobain was the lead singer of what 90s band? That's time, Lisa.
I don't know. Yeah.
Number 3, Disney World will be closing its costly Star Wars Galactica Star Cruiser attraction. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in the Star Wars series?
I don't know.
Number 4, Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid will hit theaters on May 26th. The movie is based off a fairy tale by what Danish author?
Danish author. No, I don't know.
And number 5, the late author Maurice Sendak was praised after being awarded for his children's book. It was given, that award was given by the BBC as the greatest children's picture book of all time. It features a young boy named Max dressed as a wolf. What book is that?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Lisa, that was, I'm sorry. I want to like say something positive, but I don't know what to say. There wasn't a single, she got none of them.
Wow.
Not one.
Not good.
No.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Feels like a good shot for me to do well.
Yeah. Number 1.
Yes.
The popular giant hot dog shaped car is getting a new name. It will now be known as the Frankmobile instead of the Wienermobile. What company owns the Frankmobile?
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer.
I've been in that thing. It's awesome.
I feel like this is a marketing stunt? Like, why would they change it from the Wienermobile to the Frankmobile?
I don't know. Either way, that thing is cool.
Yeah. Number 2, Kurt Cobain's Fender Stratocaster guitar, which was smashed while recording the album Nevermind, sold at auction for nearly $600,000. He was the lead singer of what 90s band?
Nirvana.
Yes. Number 3, Disney World will be closing its costly Star Wars Galactica Star Cruiser attraction. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in the Star Wars series?
Millennium Falcon. See, they're going to close that hotel because they outpriced themselves. That's sad.
Who can spend $4,000?
For 2 nights.
For 2 nights.
Like for 2 nights.
And it looks like you're living in a pod. There's no
windows.
It's
small. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No way.
But I mean, cut it in half. I would have went. What the?
Number 4, Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid will hit theaters on May 26th. The movie is based off a fairy tale by what Danish author?
Stephen King.
Hans Christian Andersen.
That was my next guess.
And number 5, the late author Maurice Sendak was praised after being awarded for his children's book. It was given award by the BBC as the greatest children's book of all time. It features a young boy named Max dressed as a wolf. What book is that?
Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
I didn't think you were going to pull that one out.
That was one of my favorite books.
That was good.
Yep. All right. I'm sorry, Lisa. He beat you 4-0 today.
Okay.
That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Better enjoy that shirt, girl. $700 tomorrow.